You are watching a master at work.
Check one, two. Check one, two. Good day, my people. What's going on? I hope that this message finds everybody who's listening to me in great health and superior wealth and calming spirits. Happy motherfucking 2024, family. And what a year this will be. I want y'all to say that shit every morning. And write it down, too, at least once a week or once a month, whenever you can. Understand that when you write your thoughts down, you are affirming them. And when you speak your thoughts out loud, you are casting them into existence. So learn to cast and affirm your own destiny. 2024 is going to be a great year for all of us. I'm not going to keep you guys long in class today, and I'm sure you've read the title, so you know the subject matter. Today is a national holiday, MLK Day. And on today, I wanted to give you all some information about why I personally don't celebrate this day. Now, again, everyone is not going to agree with everything that I say. You're not going to always believe in everything that I believe in. And I want y'all to know that's okay. It's okay to have different views, different values based on your own personal beliefs. It doesn't make you right. It doesn't make me right. It doesn't make either of us wrong. It makes us free thinkers in a world of individuals who don't stand for shit, but baby daddies glorifying celebrities and, for some, wanting to be accepted by society. Thanks to everybody who tuned in to the last lecture. I received some great feedback, and like I always say, all feedback is welcome. So again, I won't keep y'all long, but let's get started on the lecture. When I was in the sixth grade, I had a teacher. Her name was Mrs. Pruitt. As an adult, I'm looking back and I know that Miss Pruitt was a stud. But back then, you know, as a child, I just saw her as a tough, rough looking woman. Tomboy as fuck. Growing up in an all black area in the inner city of Detroit, every year our schools would have Black History Month programs. We would have presentations, recitals, poetry readings, and much more. It would help us learn the history that we were being taught and also showcase the creativity, inventions, and sacrifices of African Americans. Ms. Pruitt gave us several assignments during Black History Month to complete, but her strict instructions were that we could not pick Martin Luther King Jr. That stuck with me because I'm like, why we can't pick Martin Luther King? That's all of our favorite civil rights leader. And I'm like, maybe it's because it is everybody's favorite civil rights hero. Maybe it's because his accomplishments have been driven into our mind since we have become the learning age. Or maybe just because some of his accomplishments were showcased over other civil rights leaders. Now, with this lecture class, in no means is my goal to diminish his achievements. In no way, fashion or form, am I trying to or going to disrespect the deceased. Remember, my goal with my lectures, with my class, on my platform, is to enlighten. I want to give y'all the information that I receive from my studies and from my point of view and my perspective. And hopefully you take that and do your own research and come to your own understanding. So with that being said, I want y'all to take a listen to this excerpt from Brother Malcolm X's speech titled Message to the Grassroots.
You don't have a peaceful revolution. You don't have a turn the other cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a nonviolent revolution. Only kind of revolution that's nonviolent is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution based on loving your enemy is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution in which the goal is a desegregated lunch counter, a desegregated theater, a desegregated park, and a desegregated public toilet. You can sit down next to white folks on the toilet. That's no revolution. Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of all independence. Land is the basis of freedom, justice, and equality. The white man knows what a revolution is. He knows that the black revolution is worldwide in scope and in nature. The black revolution is sweeping Asia, sweeping Africa. It's rearing its head in Latin America. The Cuban revolution, that's a revolution. They overturned the system. Revolution is in Asia. Revolution is in Africa. And the white man is screaming because he sees revolution in Latin America. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is? You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't use that word. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way. And you sitting around here like a knot on these folks, no matter how much they hate me. No, you need a revolution. Who ever heard of a revolution where they lock arms, as Reverend Klieg was pointing out beautifully, singing, "We Shall Overcome"? Just tell me you don't do that in a revolution. You don't do any singing. You're too busy swinging. It's based on land. A revolutionary wants land so he can set up his own nation.
Right.
An independent nation.
That's right.
These Negroes aren't asking for no nation. They're trying to crawl back on the plantation.
Whoa. Now, he said a whole lot in that little excerpt. Let me sip my water. Let me sip my water real quick. Hold on. Now, if you want to hear more of Malcolm X's excerpt, that particular one, go to my YouTube channel, Life Coach Ivan on YouTube, and check it out. Or in your own research, it's called Message to the Grassroots. Look it up. Here's my theory. And this is strictly my theory. Nothing factual, just how I feel and what I feel happened. Martin Luther King Jr., who was born Michael King, was a plant. Now, what does the Urban Dictionary say the definition of plant is? It's an agent of misinformation placed in a group to deceive, distract, or provoke. Martin Luther King was used by the U.S. government to make Black people nonviolent and to make sure we didn't fight back. The American government understood that there is no revolution without bloodshed. America has never conquered anything without bloodshed. Study the American Revolution or the Revolutionary War. The oppressor understood the power and the numbers that we had if we stuck together. Despite his many recognitions, including the Nobel Peace Prize, he got the Congressional Gold Medal, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and several others. There were a ton of African-American freedom fighters, civil rights leaders, inventors. Why was he awarded so many awards? It was for being an obedient citizen. It was for helping the U.S. government with their agenda, for making his followers sit in, get beat, get chased and bit by dogs, for making his followers sing Negro spirituals and lock their arms together to prevent them from defending themselves from attacks and blows from their oppressors. Or, as Brother Malcolm so eloquently put it, to do no swinging because you was too busy singing. Look at the name Martin Luther. Who was the original Martin Luther? Yeah, his father, who also changed his name to Martin Luther. True. Or so Google said. But King didn't change his name on his birth certificate until he was 28 years old. Martin Luther was a German priest that lived in the 1500s. He promoted Christianity. This shit ringing a bell. He promoted Christianity. And we know how I feel about Christianity at this point. We don't fully know because we ain't got into those lectures yet. I'm still warming up on the platform. And don't get me wrong, King had hella accomplishments. And he was caught up in scandals too. He was jailed. He was beaten. He was slandered. He was stabbed. He was hosed down, dragged through the streets, all in the name of freedom, justice, and equality. Never fighting back. And guess what? They still murdered him. Now, I'm not going to keep y'all long because the goal of this mini lecture was to explain, because I've been asked several times today, why I don't celebrate MLK Day and I'm black. And honestly, I don't celebrate none of the holidays no more except birthdays and New Year's. And if after further research, I find that the true meaning behind those are of erroneous belief, then guess what? I won't be celebrating those either. And I'm entitled to that. That's my fucking choice. So do your own research. Don't take what I say and change your beliefs. Don't take what you've learned in school or what you see on the news and just accept it. Come to your own understanding. Now, I could have went real, real deep into this because I read a lot about this and I really want to read more into this. Don't get me wrong. But for the sake of time, I told y'all that I wasn't going to keep y'all on today. I promise to keep it short so y'all can enjoy your MLK day off. Happy birthday, Michael King. And what's funny is I had a best friend in high school and her little brother's name was Michael King. And he got beat up by my cousin too, by the way. But, you know, happy birthday, Michael King. As usual, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. If you haven't already, stop what you're doing right now. And subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to me on. We're currently streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Pandora, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Amazon Music, Radio Public, Overcast, and of course, YouTube. The last lecture I put out was streamed in Germany, Puerto Rico, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom, Nigeria, Jamaica, and Mexico. So the platform is good, but it is, of course, we always have room to grow. And I'm not sharing it on none of my platforms, and I haven't been on Facebook in over a year, or almost a year. So I won't be sharing it there either. But my analytics show what types of devices people are listening on, how many males, how many females, the age groups, and more. So I know who's listening. I'm very, very aware of my audience. So y'all are more than welcome to share these lectures if you feel like what I'm saying should be heard by many. I got more content on the way, but it's kind of hard putting these episodes together and doing the editing by myself while working 12-hour shifts. I got a PRN position, and I'm maintaining a 4.0 grade point average right now. So, but it's being done. I might be kicking and screaming along the way, but the shit getting done. Not as often as I would like to, but when I'm able to, I will. Again, I'm not going to keep y'all long, but I love y'all. And remember, do your own fucking research. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Peace.